Welcome to Finding Our Way. My name's James. My good friend Larry and myself are inviting you to join us in the conversations that we're having of our journey to finding our way to the goodness of God. God is good. God is love. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. So come on, let's go. The party has already started.
Faith lights up the darkened plain. Mile by mile we bravely ride, with God's goodness as our guide.
Grubbs talking about this self-giving God.
Yeah.
Eternally dead to the possibility of choosing anything other. How do we learn to walk in that, to walk with him?
Well, one, we're just now waking into the fact that that's who he really is. And then two, realize that we're made in that same image. But because he's given us this agency of choice,
yeah.
Am I going to always choose as he always chooses?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't think it's not that he can't choose, he just doesn't.
Yeah.
I realize it's God who cannot lie. Well, he can't lie or he just won't lie.
Yeah.
That might be semantics or. Yeah. I don't think he can lie.
His character is such that he will not lie.
Yeah. I don't know how you say that without it, sounding like he doesn't have choice.
If I were a betting man, I would wager that choosing other love, loving others over self-loving, or other giving, self-giving,
mm-hmm.
choosing that as God, that's who God is, I would bet that's where life is.
It's the only place life is. The other would have to be death.
Yeah, that's those two trees.
Yeah.
But we don't really think that. we hadn't gotten that revelation. There's always the struggle against the choice.
Well, yeah. We're, like I said, we're blinded to our self-centeredness.
Yeah.
And we deceive ourselves that I can beat the odds and be self-centered and still live.
Yeah.
When it's impossible.
There's so much.
Well,
that.
Okay. I think another thing that gives me trouble in all this is the reciprocal aspect of that.
Yeah.
If I, here goes again, I don't know how to say it any other way, but the give and the take, we love because he first loved us. He's self-giving to us.
Yeah.
He needs nothing back and requires nothing back from us. But at the same time, he does receive back, and I think gain pleasure or desire or whatever joy from that.
Yeah.
At least on the human level, we do. I think, in the marriage, if both people have a self-giving attitude, that makes for a better marriage. But in order to be self-giving, somebody's got to be receiving.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to give and I'm not receiving,
yeah,
and then you can't give. I mean, in some sense, as I'm saying it,
yeah.
In that reciprocal aspect of that,
yeah, you'd like to. I'm not necessarily talking about marriage, but I mean, that's definitely a relationship that has to be there. But sometimes when you're trying to help somebody out there,
yeah,
you know, you'd like to see a little bit of appreciation or thank you.
Well, that's some of the reciprocal side of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay. Sometimes in a relationship, I think I hear people say something to this effect, and I've felt this before. Why do I have to be always the person to call?
Yeah.
I have to initiate the relationship. I'm always initiating the relationship.
Yeah.
I don't hear from them unless they want something.
Yeah.
They don't just call to talk.
Yeah. Unless I call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless I call. And I'm not knocking any of that. I think it's just something that, it, to me, highlights the difficulty of being self-giving, other-centered, and at the same time, in a healthy relationship, it's got. I feel like there's a reciprocal side of that,
yeah.
Because in the Trinity, there's a reciprocal.
Yeah. You're saying now to be calling one another if it were.
Healthiest,
yeah.
Maybe as well. So.
You could call me and I could call you.
Yeah.
Instead of you always calling me.
Right.
I understand.
Well, now I have, so, okay, let's talk about our friendship. You call me more than I call you. Historically.
Yeah.
Historically, that's true. I think I've gotten better in the last year or two.
Yeah.
Now, not that we're keeping tally. On that, or I'm not keeping a tally on it. I know you don't either. And even all those years, you're the one carrying the load of calling me.
I was carrying the friendship.
You were carrying the friendship. Yes, I'll admit it. You were,
I appreciate that.
You were carrying the friendship. Now I don't know if you thought about it that way, and I don't know that I thought.
I just wanted to be your friend.
Yes, you did. You like that puppy? I kept kicking and kept coming back. No, you kept calling, and more so that I would call you, I would say.
Yeah.
But I'll have to admit that's a relational weakness I have.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, you know, there's, I don't know, there's, in my mind, If we're going to be friends and we're going to have any kind of relationship, it has to be back and forth.
At some level.
I'm not talking about our friendship. I'm just saying, I mean, because I've had people, not knocking them at all, but it makes me wonder. I've had people pursue me. I mean, pursue me.
Yeah.
Come church. Come church. Stop by my house. Man, you need to come church.
Mm-hmm.
But what are we going to do down there?
Well, it goes back to, do you want to be my friend, or are you just...
Yeah.
I'm your project.
Just trying to get me to church.
Which I applaud somebody wanting somebody to come to church, but...
Well, I'm beyond... Yeah. I'm beyond... just gathering for the simple fact of gathering.
Right.
You go down there and you go through your ritual and your little ceremony, mm-hmm. and you dismiss, and that's it. There's right. No, that,
well, that's what I'm saying. Come
for
to church.
Me, there's nothing there.
Well, they invite you to church, but I don't invite you to dinner.
No.
Or let's go have a cup of coffee.
Out, let's sit on the back porch or nothing like that.
Yeah. No relational friendship. Just,
yeah.
I want you to come to church.
And the only reason I mention it, because we're talking about relationships.
Yeah.
And I would call, you know, I have people in my life now that are my friends that, you know, they want me to come to their church. But, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But it's not a real, it's not, a, the friendship is not a great depth.
Right.
I will say it's not a surface.
I'm sure somebody's done some work to give me some better categories that I'm about to use. I know a lot of people. I have acquaintances. I have a circle of friends, but then I have some best friends.
Yeah.
And each of those terms I use it's a narrowing circle.
It's the depth of relationship.
It's depth of relationship. If I had a need, I know who among my friends I could call for that need.
Yeah, and I know what the Lord, I know why we come down this road.
Okay, tell me.
Because the Lord is wanting me to understand. We just said it. It's out of the depth of His eternal relationship, Father, Son, and Spirit. It's out of that depth. We're talking about depth of relationship.
Uh-huh.
It's out of the depth of that eternal relationship that we were birthed.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're in it.
Yes, that's where we're at.
Son, that's good.
And He's trying to get us to wake up to this is life, this is relationship, this is love,
and I was gonna
this is why I made you, this is why you're here, this is the way it's going to be forever.
I was going to say that earlier, we were talking about liking to see some reciprocity, some reciprocal.
Yeah.
If we were more, if we were deeper, more aware of the depth of our relationship with our Father, we wouldn't even be concerned about the reciprocity.
I don't think. No, I agree with that statement. That's what I'm saying. There is this giving and receiving that occurs in relationship, but you don't get concerned about it or you don't keep a record of it.
Yeah.
But it does occur.
Did we get all the groove?
We just walking around some kind of way.
He talks about this freedom of choice. I think God's the only self that's ever really had freedom of choice outside of Adam. I just can't get over the simplicity of the world in which we live. Now, I realize a lot of it is because of God has enabled us to master some things and learn some things, but the world in which we live, just out here, these trees, this grass, these woods, the sun, the dirt, the roads, I mean, just the peacefulness of getting into nature, one of them, but there's a lot of modern conveniences that we have that make life real comfortable. He's talking about being comfortable, not liking change. I guess what I'm trying to say is I personally think God in His wisdom has given us the understanding and ability to subdue. I mean, when you create an air conditioner and put it in a vehicle, you subdue the elements. Mm-hmm. You make it what you want it. And all of life, I guess another way to say it would be the age in which we live is possible because of the grace of God and the light that comes through walking with Him. I say it like that.
That's good.
I mean, I believe that. You know, a lot of people wouldn't agree with that where I come from, but they're looking for the devil any moment to step on the stage in the person of the Antichrist and put a chip in you, manipulate your income and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Ain't much victory in that gospel.
Well, I think about if we are made in the image of God, who is our Father, and it's obvious He is a creator. He is a king who has dominion.
Yeah.
Just some of those simple things. If we're made in His image, then to me that explains why we have creativity.
Yeah.
And then I look at how far in humanity creativity has expressed itself artistically, whether it's in works of art, music, or in technology, things of that nature. And then, in the same thing, we we take dominion over, like you talk about the air conditioner in the truck. We're taking dominion over the atmosphere,
the elements,
on a very small, tiny scale, but it's still able to be done.
And just, I think I mentioned it the other day. We were talking just the ability to get in a truck.
Oh man, yeah.
And an hour later, I'm 60, 70 miles away.
Oh yeah. Well, it used to be 3 days of walking.
Yeah.
Just think, James, it would take us 3 days to walk to meet in the middle.
I don't know if I can walk 70, 60 miles. In 3 days, is that?
In 3 days, yeah.
It's a lot of walking.
But if we had to walk to have a face-to-face conversation.
But that's taking dominion.
Yeah.
We've taken dominion. And that's another thing I think we talked about was, you know, we got all these modern conveniences that save time, but we don't have any time.
We seem to find something to do with it.
That's one of the reasons I've done what I've done, as I'm learning to do it. I'm not saying it specifically, but you know what it is. To take time to sit down and meditate, ponder, pontificate.
Yeah. But that wasn't as easy to do when you work in minimum wage, three kids at the house.
Nope. Probably would have benefited from it. But
not saying you wouldn't have.
Not as easy.
Not that you maybe understood the value of it at that time?
No.
Not that you weren't ignorant of the fact that it existed?
Yeah, I probably was, because I felt like I just... Well, you're talking about working a job, but during that time, I was just trying to do the work of the Lord.
Well, yeah.
Herds and goats or sheep that didn't want herd and pasture. I shouldn't say that. They only wanted a certain amount of pasture.
Yeah, but that's all they knew, James.
I know.
That was...
not saying they were wrong. I'm just saying I was. I didn't know what I'd know. I don't know. I might could be tempted to go back, but it'd be under... If it were as I would say, I'm not negating what the Lord might do. It would be under vastly different circumstances.
Yeah.
There would be some upfront understood, here's what we're looking at. This is what we're hoping to accomplish here.
So what would be on your side of the story? What would you say, this is what I'm looking for?
I didn't even want to bring that up, Larry. Let's talk about something.
Oh, I know. I'm putting you on the spot. Like you always do with me. You can turn all that off. You want to.
I just feel like there needs to be some priority with learning to hear Father and cultivate relationship with Him. And with these people that I'm supposed to be in community with, that would be the priority to me. Now, how would you go about that? You can't do it an hour and a half on Sunday.
So would there even be a Sunday?
I like Sunday, the idea. Not necessarily be Sunday, it might be any day of the week, but I like the idea of people gathering for the purpose of exalting the name of the Lord and worshiping Him, as it were. Celebrate. That'd be if I was a pastor of church, that'd be the song I come out to. You know, I'm going to be a celebrity. That'd be the song I'd come out to celebrate. Cool in the gang, be celebrate, good time. Come on. You see me walking out on stage, that song going.
I can.
How foolish of me to say something like that.
I don't know. I think it just shows how hard it is to think different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, see, you had a stage.
I'm the man up on the platform.
Yeah, which is just like,
yeah. No, I think it would be something along the lines of, not opposed to a gathering like that, but a weekly gathering of a small group determined to walk with one another through life and in life, to love one another and encourage one another, help one another, an intimate group. How you do that? Just go do it, I guess. Find somebody that wants to walk with you. Don't want to just roll their marble and have you agree with it.
Yeah. Well, I think that's one of the challenges we face is where we came from.
Yeah.
People were always demanding agreement.
Yeah.
They didn't want to walk with you. Well, they'd quote old Amos 3.
Yeah.
Two can't walk together except they be agreed.
Yeah,
well, and their interpretation of that was, you got to agree with me.
Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah. No, I think I can't point. Talk about I'm doing this and I'm doing that, but I think the Lord uses me on occasion outside of my home and outside of my personal relationships with close friends to shine light, bring hope and encouragement to people.
Oh, no doubt.
But it's not. And that's part of the stuff that has to be healed in me, I think. It's not, well, how many did you get saved this month?
Right.
How many did you baptize this month? Who are you discipling?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, let's pull out that measuring stick. By God, I'm counted righteous in Christ Jesus, holy, beloved before Him.
Mm-hmm.
Lacking nothing.
Well, we are always looking for a metric.
Yeah, well, that's our society. We got to measure this thing. We got to, yeah, that's just, I don't know. I don't even know how to think about it.
I know.
It's just so in me.
Well, what's the metric of relationship? I don't know the answer to that. I'm just asking the question. What's
measurement?
A metric? Yeah, what's a measurement?
Measurement, a metron, a relation. Well, I think we could talk about some things, but I don't know if it's a rule, meaning something you can measure it by.
Okay. Well, give me a good try at it. I got nothing.
There has to be honesty.
Okay.
There's an element of trust in relationship. There's trust.
Okay.
If you don't trust me, you know, there's not any relationship. So there's honesty and relationship. There's time spent together relating. There's a give and take whereby I'm willing to let you speak into my life, maybe by way of, hey, I saw this. I'm not sure you need to do that. Which I brought to mind an occasion. I was working with some guys one time, and he and I were sitting there taking a break, talking. His wife calls. He answers the phone, says, hey, I'm busy right now, I can't talk. Hung it up. Of course, I said something to him about it. I'm like, dude, your wife. You ain't got time to talk to your wife.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I'm not saying he received it well, but that's relationship. You got to have a relationship with somebody
mm-hmm.
to say something like that. But anyway, I don't know. I'm just talking.
I'm not going anywhere with my honesty, thought. I'm just
honesty, trust, time. There's an element of back and forth of receive. And I think it boils down to the Christ in you and the Christ in me. That's what we need. The truth. Anyway. Metric of relationship. See, we have it all in Jesus. God birthed us. It was not of the will of man or the will of the flesh, but of God that we were born. And He has brought us into this relationship as His children and His sons and daughters in Christ. In Christ, before the foundation of the world, He secured it, determined it, and fleshed it out when He became a man, manifested it, exegeted it. We are in the heart of the Father, in the bosom of the Father, according to John 1:18. And so it's just a matter on our part, I think, of that relationship being loved.
Yeah.
Can I be loved? And in being loved, I love in return. Out of that, I can love you. Hallelujah.
Well, some of it is, I would say, redefining or relearning what love is, letting go of what I thought love was, getting rescued from my faulty ideas of it, and letting Jesus be the one who defines what love is.
Hey, thanks for listening to us talk about how we're finding our way. We hope it helps you find your way to experiencing the goodness of our Heavenly Father, the abundant life Jesus shares with us now, and the immeasurable love He has for everyone. For more information or to contact us, go to our website, findingourway.co.
Winds howl through the narrow lane, but faith lights up the darkened plain. Mile by mile we bravely ride, with God's goodness as our guide.